The Torrezno, Torrezno, is a classic tapa in Spain. Classic, yet nearly forgotten in bars for many years until it experienced a major comeback in the past few years. What is a Torrezno? Well, simply put, it is a pork belly rind, fat from the belly with a bit of meat on the end. You fry it until it is crispy and ready to serve. The existence of this high caloric snack easily goes back centuries, and it appeared in the famous picaresque novel Lazarillo de Tormes, which was written in the 16th century. And it has been a part of Spanish fairs, Spanish gastronomy, especially in Castile, for as long as anyone can remember. There's nothing particularly fancy about it. You slow fry a strip of pork belly until it's ready, and then you normally chop it up into pieces and serve it. The fatty content is really what gives really a lot of its flavor. Let's not kid ourselves here. Some include more meat, while others less. That's sort of the mystery of each Torrezno that you get. And the skin needs to be the right kind of crunchiness. Now, while Torreznos have been around for a very long time, as we said, it's also fair to add that up until a few years ago, they just weren't that common in places like Madrid. There were a few places in the capital that specialized in them. In fact, there are a few that were actually called Los Torreznos, so you can imagine that was the specialty of the house, a dead giveaway. But don't think that they were that widespread. Outside of Madrid, the most famous versions came from the province of Soria, a region about 2 hours northeast of Madrid. It's a beautiful province that unfortunately has been suffering from the flight of its population to the cities, but I highly recommend visiting it. Anyway, Soria was famous and still is famous for its Torreznos, but to give you an idea of how recent this fad has been, just maybe 5 years ago, we were visiting that region and that province, and we went to a couple of places just to try the Torreznos because you couldn't really get good ones in Madrid for the most part. There you could find the crunchiest and juiciest in the country. Anyway, at some point though, it wasn't many years ago, they began to catch on, and now you can find them in most any bar in Madrid, it seems. And even outside of Madrid and many of the different towns outside of Madrid, they'll serve it as a tapa, which is usually free, or with raciones, which is a large plate of whatever you're ordering. You can also get them in famous restaurants where they have become a delicacy. Just like so many things that you can get in Spain, there has been a trend of taking everyday ordinary food, almost poor man's food, and jacking it up to something like hot cuisine. And although that is nice, it also sort of jacks up the prices and it takes away from some of its humble origins. But anyway, as I was saying, suddenly you could find them all over the place. It's kind of surprising if you think about it because it's just hard to imagine a more unexpected resurgence. With veganism on the rise, health kicks more popular than ever, you'd think that the lowly Torrezno, the poor Torrezno, would be totally blacklisted from most people's diets. And yet, I've suddenly noticed people of all ages popping small chunks of fried pork into their mouths all the time. So much so that you start to ask yourself, why isn't half this country not dead from cardiovascular disease? Well, recent studies provide us with some insight. Torreznos de Soria is known as energy bars because it is a food that is high in calories, a high caloric value, around 450 calories per 100 grams of Torrezno. But when frying it and according to a study carried out by the Department of Biology and Health Science of the University of the Balearic Islands, they reduce those kilocalories by about 40%. In this way, a 100-gram piece of torrezno from soya for someone to consume can have anywhere from 260 to 280 calories. And that provides our diet with 20% of the necessary proteins. Other nutritional information that must be included in the torrezno from soya is that it does not contain carbohydrates or sugars and is fairly low in sodium. No additives or colorings are used in its preparation, nor are there trans fats, and since it is only pork, it provides vitamins B, C, and D, calcium, and minerals such as phosphorus and iron. That's what our friends from Soria have to say about their crown product. But they are not the only ones to conduct experiments. The University of Valladolid has looked into the subject too, and they have studied the effects of torreznos on our bodies via an experiment performed on a group of nuns at a convent in Soria. For 98 days, the Poor Clare Sisters, that's the religious order of Soria, ate 150 grams of torreznos twice a week for a study by the University of Valladolid. And the conclusions are conclusive. Torreznos from Soria, fried in extra virgin olive oil and consumed in combination with foods rich in fiber, such as broccoli, improves the metabolic system in healthy overweight women. The choice of a convent, a nunnery, was interesting because their lifestyles cannot be seen as the most active in terms of cardiovascular exercise. Not to say that they don't work long hours, but they probably devoted long periods of the day to prayer and contemplation. So they probably led lives that posed a greater risk to their organism, in addition to potentially facing problems with weight. Now, we can be frank here and argue that this test failed to meet some minimums of scientific research, such as a larger sampling, because we are talking about just 40 nuns in all, 20 of whom constituted the control group, and the other half were the experimental group. Also, none of the researchers were present to verify that the women were actually eating the right amount of torreznos twice a week, since these nuns were cloistered and were bound to stay in the building at all times. The scientists, though, were promised by the superior there that the nuns carried out the instructions to a T. And if they said so, we have reason to believe them. And in fact, by the third month, some of the women were getting sort of sick and tired of the stuff, citing too much of a good thing was not so good in the end. All the same, the results were very interesting, if not surprising. It seems that contrary to popular belief, torreznos consumed in moderation can be beneficial to cardiovascular conditions. The key here, as we mentioned before, was frying the torrezno in the right way and in extra virgin olive oil to ensure that the saturated fat was shed from the food to the oil. And then we were to complement this food with something which is rich in fiber. Far from being harmful, it improved risk factors, reduced waist circumference, as well as total cholesterol and triglycerides. Certainly quite a miracle. The study was carried out by three professors, Zoraida Verde, Ana Maria Fernandez Araque, and Patricia Romero Marco, backed by the University of Soria in collaboration with the Association of Torreznos of Soria Producers, which naturally casts a shadow of doubt on the objectivity of the report. Let's be honest with ourselves, and at the same time, I can't seem to find any other studies to confirm their conclusions, which I think in this case would be necessary. But so far, it is good news. Anyway, Tureznos are still on the rise in popularity. Like anything here, there is a way to do it the right way and the wrong way. Cooking, I mean, and there are all sorts of recipes, which is pretty amazing because when you think about it, there doesn't seem to be too much to fry in pork belly. But if you think that, think again. How do you do it? Well, essentially, you're frying it slowly in oil, as I mentioned at the beginning. Cooks dispute the method and the time necessary and even the type of oil that you should use. Some suggest that you bake them in the oven first and then finish them off in the frying pan. Others slowly fry them in oil, only frying them on the side where the fat is, otherwise the meat will become dry. Some prefer sunflower seed oil or low-grade olive oil, believe it or not. They say it's better for the Torresno. And then, as we mentioned, what happened in this experiment, others used extra virgin oil, saying that was the absolute best. Each one was recommended for different reasons. So basically, it's up to you to figure out what works best. Obviously, time and cost are factors. The important thing is that the final product is very crispy on the outside, but juicy on the inside. The important thing is that the final product has fat that is quite crispy on the outside, but quite juicy on the inside. Or you can try them at one of the dozens, and I think there's much more than dozens, scores, hundreds of places that serve them, and see for yourself. If you are into pork belly, this is a good time to be alive. You probably haven't heard that sentence said too often. And that'll be all for our podcast focusing on Spanish gastronomy, brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very, very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. We are definitely one of the most comprehensive Spanish podcasts out there today. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.